Oh, yeah, welcome to the Trailer Boys. Yeah, these guys are the cream of the crop. And let me tell you this, everybody in the whole world knows that these guys are the dumbest.
Welcome to Trailer Blazers, folks. I'm Hulk Hogan.
And I'm the Macho Man, Ben Moon. Yeah.
You may have noticed that I've settled down since my wrestling days and taken on a more Bill Murray-esque tone of speaking.
Welcome, Bill. I hope you enjoy your time in the twilight years of your life here on the Trailer Blazers.
Everyone enjoys their twilight years here in the Trailer Blazers, Ben.
The Trailer Blazers.
The Trailer Blazers.
Nick, you forgot. This is no longer the Trailer Blazers. This is the Creepy Curlers. The Slider Guys.
Yeah, the Slider Guys, the Jailbreakers.
Guys, we're just slipping and sliding all over the ice this evening for us. I don't know when you're listening.
It's deep winter here in Wisconsin, which means only one thing. It's curling season. Everything else is canceled. Granted, I'm the only one who seems to be getting into the curling spirit in this particular township, but I have been aggressive and violent about it.
I'm glad to hear it. At least somebody's keeping that flame alive. Nick, did you watch anything this past week?
I've been very busy this week, but I did manage to watch a couple things. The first thing I watched was David Lynch's birthday this week, and he's one of my all-time favorite filmmakers, and he made Twin Peaks, which is one of my favorite shows, and he made a little short film. It's about like 15 to 17 minutes, and he put it on Netflix, and it's called What Did Jack Do? And it is 15 minutes of David Lynch interrogating a monkey for a crime, like a murder crime. And it's like a noir interrogation. And the monkey is the monkey from Friends. So, you know, he's a veteran actor. And they put like a Snapchat filter over his mouth. And I'm pretty sure it was David Lynch doing the voice for both characters. But it was really, really weird and very David Lynchy, and it was funny. There's one, he's interrogating it, and the monkey at one point says, "Well, who's going to believe an orangutan?" It's like, what is... I love David Lynch so much.
I got a question for you. I've actually never seen an episode of Twin Peaks. So is it a show that holds up? Like, would it still be good to watch now?
It holds up because... in a weird way, it never holds up. Like, Twin Peaks is not, it's sort of timeless in a weird way where it's filmed in a sort of almost soap opera-y kind of way. And David Lynch is so bizarre that it doesn't fit the paradigm of any regular TV show ever. So it doesn't really have you can super tell that it was made in the really early 90s, I guess, just by how the film looks and how people are dressed. But it's so strange, and David Lynch is such a weird guy that I don't think it fit in when it came out, so I don't think it fits in ever.
It's nothing like the restaurant Twin Peaks, right?
I've never been there. I've only seen it and made references to my Twin Peaks having seen it. But no, I don't believe it's like that.
I've never been to... I don't eat at restaurants or establishments like that. So, if I wanted to watch Twin Peaks, is it streaming anywhere?
It was on Netflix at one point. I have it all. If you wanted to watch it and it's not streaming anywhere, I could loan it to you. But you'd have to go in knowing that it isn't a traditionally made thing. It's very weird.
Okay. What else you watch?
I started rewatching Mad Men again.
I've also never seen Mad Men. Is it a slow burn?
It's a very slow burn. It has little plot lines that sort of start here and there, and then they pepper in little bits of story and all of these different plot lines as it goes. The last time I watched Mad Men was when it came out, and I feel like 32-year-old Nick will appreciate it more than 19-year-old Nick, and so I wanted to watch it over again. And already I'm enjoying it more than I did the first time.
What's Square Jaw guy in there?
John Hamm.
John Hamm. Do you? Some people think that John Hamm's not a good actor. Do you think he's a good actor?
I love John Hamm. John Hamm's one of those actors that I'm always excited to see because I feel like I have a friend in the movie. So even if I'm not real excited about the movie, like when I saw The Town, I was like, I don't know about this movie, but my friend John Hamm is in it, so I'll watch it.
That's interesting. I don't know that I've seen anything with John Hamm in it that I was really crazy about.
Did you like Baby Driver?
You know, I don't think I did.
I thought Baby Driver was one of the better Edgar Wright movies.
They all fall short to me after he made Scott Pilgrim.
So that's interesting because that's the only one that I really don't like.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. And I think it's because I don't buy Michael Cera, like, I don't like him as that character. And I don't know if you're supposed to like Scott Pilgrim, but I found him contemptible.
Did you read the comics?
No.
Okay, I read all the comics before I saw the movie, and I really felt like he captured sort of the spirit of the comics.
I mean, I like Edgar Wright as a director, and Michael Cera is good sometimes. But, like, are you supposed to like the character of Scott Pilgrim?
No. There's a lot of character development. I think the whole point is by the end he realizes he's stupid.
Okay, I feel like he didn't realize that. Or if he did, it was, like, way too late for me to feel the change in the character. Like, I don't think it's a bad movie. Like, I don't think it's a poorly made movie. I just don't get it.
That's understandable. It would make more sense if you were like 20 years older, but because you're a youngin', that is kind of a little surprising.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It didn't connect with me.
Well, I watched Lost in Space season 2. I haven't quite finished it yet. I'm gonna say this. There is a little bit more cheese in this season than the first season. I feel like.
Yeah, in what way?
There's just like some plot things that happen that are just like real convenient. So like they're on this planet, and I'm not gonna give any spoilers or anything, but they're on this planet, and there's these like dinosaur things or whatever, and it's nighttime, and so they set up this electronic perimeter fence that keeps them safe, and like all in there, and it all of a sudden just starts to go out and then come back on, and go out and come back on. And they're like, something must be interfering with the signal, and it's just like, okay, like you wrote this in so that this other thing can happen, and like there's a real danger because the dinosaurs are going to get through. It's just like, I don't know. And then there's just like moments that are kind of just cheesy. Like there's setup moments that are just cheesy. So I'm not digging that. I will say the special effects are some of the best that Netflix has ever had. I'm still enjoying it. I still like it. Of course, I still like the family aspect and that they love each other. But it's not perfect. So let's just get that. Let's just make that clear. I want to be clear about this.
Yeah, I haven't started season 2 yet. I haven't clicked on it. I see it in there, and I think I want to watch this at some point. But I'm not ready.
Yeah, I would say be in the mood for it. But it's I still recommend it. Like I still love it. I've also been watching the backs of my eyelids. I've been going to bed at like 9 o'clock at night.
That's the regular for me. That's the old Nick special.
Yeah, my wife Erin says she's been having to work late this week, so it's just been like me putting getting the kids fed and put down and all that by myself, which
outnumbered. They have you outnumbered.
3-1, bud. 3-1 there, bud. Yeah, so I haven't been watching a whole lot. I haven't played any video games hardly. It's just been, you know how it is. Well, you don't know how it is, but you can imagine.
Yeah, I haven't done anything this week, really. I haven't had a lot of time. It's been snowing a lot, so I spend a lot of time dealing with that. And then, I don't know, I've just been at work, and my schedule's all messed up. And so, yeah, I only have 2 things in what I watched this week. I mean, apart from, like, watching Gravity Falls over again, which I've already talked about, so.
You know what I actually started today on my lunch break? I went on Netflix and I typed in Japanese cars. And I just like JDM stuff, Japanese domestic market. And the Initial D movie came up, the live-action Initial D movie came up. And so they start talking. I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't Japanese. And so I clicked on the language, and it's in Cantonese. And I was like, I guess this was made in China. What is this? Is this a Chinese knockoff of the Initial D anime? Which is like a car drifting, like a drift racing type of anime.
Maybe they licensed it.
They must have. And then, so I messaged my buddy Steve, and I was like, man, have you ever seen this movie? He's like, oh, yeah, I love that movie. It's so far, it's pretty cheesy. It kind of feels like the first Fast and Furious.
Do you find that you have certain friends that you go to if you need to know about a certain genre?
Oh, of course. Doesn't everybody?
Oh, yeah. I got my cousin. If I need any kaiju information at all, he knows every single thing for every single one that ever existed.
Yeah, so this if it's like racing stuff or anime, I'll go to Steve a lot for that.
Steve, you know your stuff.
He does. Actually, me and Steve were talking about, there's a moment. Did you ever watch Naruto?
I'm not sure I've ever seen 1 second of it.
Oh. Well, he posted something from the show, and we just started talking about, there's a scene where this character, Rock Lee, drops his weights, these like ankle weights, and they like cause a crater in the earth. He starts fighting, and it's like one of my favorite, it's probably my favorite moment in all of anime. I don't know if any of you guys have seen Naruto, you know the moment I'm talking about where he fights Gaara. Anyway, this is not an anime podcast, Nick.
If it was, it would be pretty one-sided because the only anime I ever watched was Dragon Ball Z.
I do like a DBZ too.
Oh yeah.
But you know what? You know what segment we haven't had in a while?
Which one is that? I can't remember.
It is when we gon' get, Nick.
When we gon' get.
Hey, when we gon' get?
Ben, when we gonna get a trailer for season 2 of Altered Carbon?
That is a great question. We got an announcement that, are they done with it or are they just working on it?
Yeah, I think there was a release date of late February, so the season must be done, and it's got Falcon, Sam, what's his name? Anthony Mackie.
Yes.
He's replacing Joel Kinnaman this season, so.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, they can really be whoever they want. They just put that cortical stack in the body, and then they're just that person, right?
Yeah, that was a sort of a brilliant maneuver. They can sort of treat it like an anthology series without it actually being an anthology series.
Yeah, what'd you think about that first season?
I thought it took me a little while to get into it, but then I was super into it by the end. So, like, the first 4 episodes, I was, like, on the fence, and then I sort of got way more into it, and then I liked it. I did see a lot of room for improvement. Like, Joel Kinnaman's not the greatest actor, in my opinion, but I was like, well, this character doesn't always need to be Joel Kinnaman, so I sort of see the potential in it, and I like Deacon Lockman a lot, and she was in it. She was sort of in it a lot because there was a bunch of clones of her. So I liked it. I don't think it's the best thing ever, but we get so little cyberpunk in our lives that I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, I often feel like we don't have enough, and so we sort of, yeah, we take whatever we can get. So I agree with you there. Along those lines, we saw news today. I know this is not when we gon' get. Maybe we'll turn this into a when we gon' get. When we gon' get a trailer for the next Blade Runner movie by
Denis Villeneuve. Yeah, he was talking about revisiting the world. It was either today or yesterday. I sent you that link, and he's talking about going back and revisiting the world, but unconnected to the main canon, which
is perfect.
Sort of, yeah, it's what we were talking about the other day.
Yes, it's exactly what we want. And so, like, we are on the same wavelength as Villeneuve.
Yeah, the French-Canadian genius director of 2 of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. And those would be Blade Runner 2049 and Arrival.
And he's also making Dune, and so we're very excited about that.
Extremely excited.
When are we going to get a Dune trailer?
Yeah, that's a good question. That comes out this year.
It comes out this year?
I think so, 2020.
When
we gonna get Dune? Gosh. I should get on that, find out. I'll do some detective work.
I'm gonna say May.
Yeah. I think it's maybe a November release. I could Google this quickly.
I don't. While you're doing that, I don't know why we haven't got an Altered Carbon season 2 trailer. That's crazy to me. I think we'll have it maybe before the end of the month.
I should think so, because if it comes out in February, that means they've shot enough of it to do.
They've got to be in post, dude. They've got to be doing CGI.
Definitely by now. Also, December 18th is when Dune comes out.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say May. I'm going to say it's going to come out. A trailer for it will come out with one of the big May releases.
Yeah, maybe Black Widow or
yeah,
something else. I don't know what else is coming out this year. I only know the Marvel movies.
Yeah. All right. So, Nick, when are we going to get a Witcher animated film trailer that Netflix is doing?
I don't know, because I just heard about this project today, so that could be a while.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it was just announced, or they just made it known that it was happening. So I think it's going to be a while, several months, probably.
I believe it's being made by the studio that made
Castlevania? Korra. Oh, wait, who?
The Legend of Korra and Avatar The Last Airbender.
Okay.
Maybe Castlevania, I don't know.
Speaking of Avatar The Last Airbender, are they making a live-action series on Netflix?
Well, I would think maybe they should learn from Shyamalan's mistakes if they do that, but that's not a rumor I've heard.
Okay, maybe that's in my universe, not this maybe. One. I don't know. Nick, when we gonna get that National Treasure 3 trailer?
And now a bunch of people listening to this just probably did a double take or a spit take. Yes, folks, it's true. National Treasure is coming back. We're breaking the news. We got Nick Cage. We got Justin Bartha. We got Diane Kruger. All of them. Maybe John Voight. Is he still alive? Probably.
He's back.
Yeah. So we're going to get a National Treasure 3. This time Nicolas Cage is going to steal the White House with a helicopter. And I'm sure Justin Bartha will crack some jokes.
What's the line that you think Nick Cage is going to say in that movie?
He's going to be like, when we started out, we stole the Declaration of Independence because there was a map on the back. And then in the second one, Ed Harris was there, and I don't remember anything else in that movie. And this time, we're going to steal the White House with a helicopter.
That's a very Carmen Sandiego move there.
Well, that's what he's going to do. He's going to throw it out there ahead of time so that everyone knows and they can watch him do it without being able to stop him, because he's Nicolas Cage. He probably needs to make some house payments on this castle.
He probably does.
Hey, Disney, people love National Treasure, and like it's ironic now. So, you know, let's do another one. I need a quick million.
He doesn't need any money, man. Surely he's got enough money.
No, he spends all his money, so he has to do all these movies to replenish his stocks.
I don't respect that, but okay.
Well, I'm sure Nicolas Cage is is just broken up about it.
All right, so when we gonna get a Captain Marvel 2 trailer?
So Captain Marvel 2 just hired a screenwriter, the one who wrote the WandaVision series, so they must be happy with that series because they hired her pretty quickly. And I think the predicted release date is 2022, so it's going to be a while before we see that one.
I think next year for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think 2021, I think it'll come out in the first half of 2022, because they sort of like to release them at the same time. Like, all the Thors have been fall movies. And Captain Marvel came out in March. So I think it'll come out probably March of 2022. So we'll probably get a trailer late 2021 and one of the fall Marvel movies of 2021.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I was thinking March or April release. Yeah, so that's probably right. And then when are we going to get a Falcon Winter Soldier trailer?
Yeah, the Disney Plus series Falcon and Winter Soldier has been showing a lot of set photos on Instagram lately. Like, there's a picture you can see of U.S. Agent in his...
Oh!
Yeah, have you seen that?
No!
Yeah, he's in his fake Captain America U.S. Agent suit. He looks pretty much like the comics.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, and I've seen a bunch of set pictures. They moved WandaVision up on the slate to 2020 from 2021, so that's going to come out this year too. So I think they originally said fall for Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I think they'll move it up. I bet you it'll come out in June. The movie. I bet we'll get a trailer sooner.
A movie?
I mean the series.
Okay,
the series.
I was like, yeah. What?
I think the series will start airing in June because they need something after Mandalorian because they lost a lot of subscribers after Mandalorian ended.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
So they're going to move up Falcon and Winter Soldier. So I bet we'll get a trailer for that probably in February.
Yeah, it seems like these days a lot of people will sign up to watch the shows they want to watch, binge watch them, and then quit the service. Because I know a lot of people are doing that with Picard.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I think that's a good way to treat these streaming services because of the way that they treat us by releasing 800 different services. Like, I have HBO right now, but as soon as Outsider ends, I'm dropping HBO. And that way they're rewarded for having good content, which is true capitalism.
And that brings us to the end of When We Gon' Get.
When We Gon' Get.
When We Gon' Get. All right, so that moves us on to our favorite segment of the show, the questions times.
Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
I got a goodie here. Number two question ain't as good as that first question. That first question's a banger.
Yeah, well, they're both pretty good.
They're both pretty good. All right, so question number one. What are the top three non-mutant and non-Fantastic Four Marvel characters that you want to see introduced into the MCU?
I see we both strongly agree on the first one. That was literally the first thing I thought of. So
same.
Let's just say it. Number one,
Beta Ray Bill. Guys.
It's possible we're going to get him in Love and Thunder.
Oh, man. I hope we do. I mean, we've got the technology. We can build him.
They cast Christian Bale as a mocap character.
Surely it's him.
Hopefully. Everyone wants him.
We do. After seeing Aladdin, how they did Genie, we can do Beta Ray Bill.
I saw a couple interviews with Kevin Feige where in previous Thor movies they wanted to do like little Easter eggs, but Kevin Feige wouldn't allow it because he knows people love Beta Ray Bill, and he wouldn't allow them to introduce him until they do it right. So I think this movie is the one.
Okay, so guys, if you don't know who Beta Ray Bill is, imagine a character dressed like Thor with a horse-like face, a horse head.
Yeah, he's Bojack Norseman.
Oh, snap. You done did it there.
I stole that off Instagram.
Yeah. His personality is like Captain America. He's like a pure hero, Captain America in space. He can wield
Mjolnir and Stormbreaker.
And Stormbreaker, that's right. He can wield both. Because he is worthy. Guys, Beta Ray Bill, bring him in.
Bring him in. He's the best.
All right, so we both agree that's the number one, but who are the other two?
My second one is my favorite Spider-Man villain of all time, Kraven the Hunter.
And do we have somebody, do we have him cast yet?
I haven't thought of it. There was a while where I was trying to think who would be good. I
heard Pedro Pascal was rumored to be him.
That would be good. He's been good at everything I've seen him in so far, so... I wouldn't argue that at all.
I think he's got the look. To me, he could sell it, absolutely.
He can sell everything, yeah. He would be good, maybe... No, that one's too good now. I can't think of someone else.
All right, number three. Who's your number three?
My number three is Abigail Brand, who is the director of S.W.O.R.D., the space shield, basically.
Yeah.
Abigail Brand is one of my favorite characters because she's like a really sassy, funny character.
Yeah.
She's in the Joss Whedon X-Men series that he wrote, I think it's Astonishing X-Men, and she was my favorite character in that, so I'd really like to see her in the MCU.
And she wears sunglasses inside, so she knows, you know, she's cool.
Uh-huh, and she's got green hair.
Green hair. Do you want her to go full green hair in the movie?
I would love it because... In Marvel, one of the things that they figured out is that we, the Marvel fans, like the stuff, the Marvel characters, and we like them to look like how they look, which is why all the Marvel characters look like how they look, and we don't end up with the leather Hot Topic X-Men that Fox made.
The one exception I would say would be Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, but I believe they're going to do the tiara Scarlet Witch in WandaVision because she had it in the concept art.
Oh, snap.
So Scarlet Witch will find her way to the tiara at some point in the movies.
I like that you put Abigail Brand because that means they would introduce S.W.O.R.D.
Do you not know?
I don't know if I do.
Okay, so in set photos from WandaVision, there's people with S.W.O.R.D. badges.
Oh, shoo.
And, was it Monica Rambeau in Captain Marvel, the young one, or Marie Rambeau?
Monica is the young one.
Yeah, Monica Rambeau is an adult character in WandaVision. They cast an adult version of her because it takes place in the present time, and she's, I think, in S.W.O.R.D.
Oh, man, that means we're going to get, like, either Photon or, she's Captain Marvel at one point, even in the comics.
Oh, yeah. I think, also, for Abigail Brand, I just see Emma Stone in my head.
I just want more Emma Stone in my life. All right, so here's my picks. We already said Beta Ray Bill, of course. That's the given. I said Adam Warlock.
Well, they had that pod at the end of Guardians 2, so I think you're going to get your wish.
I think so, too. I was expecting him to show up in the one of the Avengers Endgame movies or you know, whatever, but I think Feige said it wasn't going to happen. So I've been waiting for that for a while, so I want him, and he's awesome.
What do you think for casting?
It's tough because I don't think you want him to necessarily have his very, very serious personality from the comics.
Right.
I think he needs to be, like, loosen up a little bit.
He's got to be a pretty boy.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be, like, a perfect being. And he's one of the sovereigns, so it would only make sense.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Do you have an idea?
I don't know. I can't decide. It just, maybe someone I haven't heard of.
I'm just trying to think of stuff I've seen recently that has like a young, good-looking guy that's a good actor. Not just a look, but he's got the chops.
Folks, if you have any ideas for who should play Adam Warlock, let us know.
Yeah, send us your ideas. Okay, and then lastly I have Mr. Sinister.
I think Mr. Sinister is one of Jess's favorite villains.
He is one of my favorite villains. I don't know that you would necessarily have to go, because he was actually created. I mean, the guy was turned into Mr. Sinister by Apocalypse.
Right.
So I don't know that you would go that route. Maybe he has some other origin. I'm not married to the idea that Apocalypse, you know, helped make him who he is. And so I don't know. I think Mr. Sinister is awesome.
Yeah, he's great. As long as he has that weird cape in the movie, I'm on board.
Yeah, you got to have the cape.
Yep.
I said honorable mention to Longshot because he's one of my favorite characters ever. But I don't know, Mojo World's really weird. It's like an alternate dimension.
Yeah, I like Mojo. When I was watching Legion, I for half of the first season, I was convinced that the villain was going to turn out to be Mojo.
That's a villain that they could do. We have the technology.
My honorable mention would be MODOK.
Oh, yes. Tell the folks what MODOK stands for.
Mobile Organism Designed Only for Killing.
Oh, my gosh. So good. So good. Where would he show up? What movie could they put him in?
Oh, man. Well, I think the Russos wanted to do something with him a while ago. They just couldn't figure out how to work it in. So maybe it would have to be a science-y movie. Maybe Ant-Man.
Yeah, maybe Ant-Man. Because traditionally he's a Captain America bad guy, right?
Yeah, they wanted to use him in maybe Winter Soldier at one point, but they couldn't figure out a way to do it, and then so they abandoned it because they didn't want to do it just to do it.
Right.
But yeah, he would fit in an Ant-Man. I would like to see. I hope they do Black Ant for an Ant-Man villain too, because I think Adam Scott would be a good Black Ant, or because he's friends with Paul Rudd. And he can play a good, like, D-bag character. And Black Ant is a D-bag. So Eric O'Grady needs to be... Like, someone like Adam Scott or Glenn Howerton, maybe. Someone who's, like, used to playing a D-bag in certain things.
All right, so that brings us to question number two of the questions times. Pretend in your mind's eye or whatever, that you're tasked with making a new Space Jam. So the question is, what cartoons are going to be in it, and what's it going to be like?
This is a good and very weird question, and I love it.
It is kind of weird, but then I thought, you know, these weird questions pop in my head, and a lot of times I just throw them away, but then I thought, you know what, I'm gonna run with this one. And so as I developed the answer in my brain, it started to sort of mold and take shape, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have anime characters, like the most popular anime characters in the movie? So I was thinking like characters from Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, One Punch Man, One Piece, My Hero Academia. And then I thought, oh man, have you guys ever seen those memes, those GIFs where it has like NBA players that, you know, are getting real hyped up. They just scored a basket or a dunked or something. They're like, yeah, you know, they're screaming. And then somebody animates like the electricity all around them and like the dust flying and stuff.
Super Saiyan hair.
Yeah, we'll put the GIFs in the show notes so you can know what I'm talking about if you haven't seen them. So the whole movie could be stylized like that. So there's almost like animation on top of the NBA players.
I like this idea. I don't know anything about anime, but I feel like this would be a really, really entertaining and fairly stupid movie.
Oh, yeah. It'd be totally stupid and over the top. But, I mean, what is Space Jam if not that, right?
Oh, yeah. It needs to be stupid. If it wasn't stupid, it would be bad.
It wouldn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Space Jam tried to take itself seriously? It would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah, it would be a disaster.
My idea was the cast of the cartoon regular show, because that's one of my favorite cartoons ever. And I like that regular show tends to go in weird directions. Like, it starts with a really mundane thing, like Mordecai and Rigby want to go get a grilled cheese at a fast food grilled cheese restaurant. And then by the end of the episode, they're like fighting a space king, like emperor of space or something, and there's like intergalactic peril and portals and all this stuff, so it just escalates out of control. So I was thinking it would be the regular, like the original Space Jam movie with the Monstars and the same plot, only instead they have to fight the regular show cast, and the cast of regular show, they're not very talented, most of them, so they would just be obliterated and they would lose pretty quickly, except for Skips, who is the Mark Hamill character on regular show. And he would just, like everything else, do all the work and win himself, but probably in a weird non-basketball kind of way. So I would like to see that.
Nice. Very nice. That's a great idea. So if you have an idea of what you would do if you were tasked with making the new Space Jam, let us know. Because you guys have great ideas. We're jealous.
Yeah, all the answers that we're going to go through later are very good.
We'll get there when we hit those trailer mailers.
Yep, and before we get there, I just want to say, last week we had a questions times that I missed because Jay emailed it in and it went to the promotions tab in my Gmail thing for some reason. So before getting into the other ones and confusing it, for the Free Willy question, he said he would free Tibet, and for number two, for the Star Wars cast, he didn't have a cast, but he thought for directors, he said Ron Howard, John Favreau, or Kevin Smith, and those are all very good answers.
All very good answers. They would all do it very right.
And two of them already have. Ron Howard did Solo, which you and I both love, and John Favreau did The Mandalorian.
Which we also both love.
And Kevin Smith loves Star Wars enough where I feel like he wouldn't do it unless he knew he could do it right.
Yeah. He would probably take that Peter Jackson approach.
Mm-hmm. Wait until it's going to be perfect and then do it.
Yep, yep. All right, so that brings us to the new trailers.
The new trailers.
You did it perfectly.
I chomped your flavor there.
That's all right. It's chompable. We have a trailer. Now, I'll be honest with you, Nick. This was a week of weird trailers, man.
Yeah, there were some weird ones.
The first weird one is for a movie.
It's a movie on Netflix.
A movie on Netflix called Horse Girl.
Yep, stars Alison Brie and Molly Shannon.
That's right, and this is definitely not a Ben Moon movie, I'll tell you that.
I think I'll probably watch it, though. This might be a Nick movie if it's not a Ben movie.
This is a movie about someone with mental issues, it looks like.
It might be. It looks like that on the surface, but unless the alien part of it is real.
Or unless that she can hear the future part is real.
Yeah, so it's possible that it's a sci-fi movie, and it's possible that it's a some sort of crazy person movie that Ben won't like.
I'm going to let you watch that, and then you can tell me what it be.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I mean, I like Alison Brie a lot. The rest of the cast, I think Steve from Stranger Things is in it. I think he's probably just going to be in every Netflix thing going forward.
Maybe so. I like that kid.
Yeah, I might be wrong, but I think I saw him in the trailer. Or I saw his name somewhere. It's also got Molly Shannon, who's great. I've always liked her. And Paul Reiser's in it. And a couple other people.
Then we have a trailer for the final season of The Clone Wars.
Yeah, this one's going to hurt because this one takes place, I think, concurrently with Revenge of the Sith. So we're going to have to live through Order 66 only with the characters who've been developed on the Clone Wars, and so we actually care about them.
So you're going to see Ahsoka die, essentially.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they'll show that. This is hard to talk about because you haven't seen Clone Wars.
this is a season I won't see for a while, so it's delayed. Pain.
Well, I can tell you that from what I saw, it looks pretty much perfect.
Excellent. Well, that'll be a big hit, I'm sure. Coming to Disney Plus. Next, we have a trailer for Dispatches from Elsewhere. This is the second trailer that's come out for this.
Yeah, this is another case where we had watched the original trailer a long time ago, and it was one where we couldn't really tell what it was about. And this one, I felt like, gave a little more exposition. So it does seem like this group of people has this goal that some of them think is a scam, some of them think is legit, and looks like sort of like if someone made a series out of an escape room.
Yeah, is this like an exposition on multi-level marketing schemes?
It seemed maybe like it might be something like that, but I don't know. I'm interested. I like Jason Segel.
It is, I will say this second trailer definitely made it more interesting looking than the first one. It's still very mysterious and weird.
Yeah, but it's a mysterious and weird that I could maybe get behind. So I'm interested. I'll give it a try. Like it piqued my interest enough where I'll give it a try.
If you try this before me, I want to know, is it interesting, is it weird interesting in a good way, or is it weird interesting in a bad Damon Lindelof way?
Yeah, that's a good metric. I feel like Twin Peaks is the good weird kind of way, and then Damon Lindelof is the bad weird kind of way.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get a report on that when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
The next trailer we have is for The Last Thing He Wanted. This is a Netflix movie.
Yep.
And this has got the Princess Diaries in it.
Anne Hathaway.
Okay. And Ben...
Affleck.
God, I want to say Mendelsohn. That's not who it is. It's Ben Affleck.
If only.
Okay. There's something I want to say here. When you watch this trailer, Anne Hathaway... My takeaway from this is Anne Hathaway is aging very well.
I love Anne Hathaway.
I think Anne Hathaway looks better. I think older Anne Hathaway looks better than young Anne Hathaway.
Oh, she just looks great. She's really never bad. Like I've seen a lot of movies with her in it, and she always gives a good performance. There's a movie she's in called Rachel Getting Married that she's just probably should have won an Oscar for if she didn't win one. I don't follow the Oscars, so it's entirely possible she did. But
I'll tell you where I gained a lot of respect for Anne Hathaway. When I heard that she was cast in the Batman movie, the Dark Knight Rises, I was like, "Are you serious? Anne Hathaway is Catwoman?" But man, when that movie came on, I went to go see that movie. She sold the heck out of it.
She was my favorite part of that whole movie.
She was great. I was like, "Man, you know what? Yeah, okay. Anne Hathaway, you can do it.
When that part where they're at the party and she's like whispering to Bruce Wayne about how the people are going to turn on the upper crust. Oh, man, that's one of the best. That's the best part of that movie.
Yeah, so this movie, Anne Hathaway is, she's got Green Goblin as her dad. And there's some kind of dangerous mission that she's on. She has a gun at one point. I mean, I don't know what she is, but...
Does Ben Affleck kind of look like he's turning into Alec Baldwin?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes. That's like actually a really great analogy there.
And it's funny because they both played Jack Ryan. And they were both in the movie Pearl Harbor. Maybe Ben Affleck got the call that he was cast as Jack Ryan in Some of All Fears while they were filming Pearl Harbor, because the timeline lines up for that. And maybe Alec Baldwin got jealous and bit him. And so now he's slowly turning into Alec Baldwin.
I love it. That's incredible. He bit him.
I don't think he would bite him, though, because Harrison Ford was Jack Ryan in between Ben Affleck Alec Baldwin and Ben Affleck.
Maybe Alec Baldwin had a pocket full of magic Alec Baldwin dust, and he kind of gently blew it into the nostrils of Ben Affleck at one point.
Yeah, maybe those other Baldwin brothers used to be other actors. Like, he bit them, and then suddenly we have Billy Baldwin and Danny Baldwin.
Is Alec Baldwin the most powerful sorcerer of our time?
He could be. I hope so. I mean, he is Jack Donaghy.
At this point, we got to throw in some kind of Jack Donaghy quote.
Wanting to be book is not book.
Yeah. There's so many good ones. Have fun choosing one.
I will find a good one.
Why are you wearing a tux?
It's after six. What am I, a farmer?
I think my favorite is just when he grabs the peanuts and he's like...
Allergies are all in the mind, Lemon. I used to have a wicked peanut allergy. And now, witness.
All right, so the next trailer we got, last trailer that is worth talking about, is a trailer for a Netflix movie called Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution.
Apocalypse, Resolution, Armageddon.
Armageddon.
It has all of the little taglines from the end of Resident Evil movies on it.
It really does. Now, this movie is essentially a video game cutscene for probably like an hour and 45 minutes.
It looks like it's a CG remake of the first Pokemon movie.
Yeah, it's got the voice actors from the show and I guess the movies, the animated movies. I don't want to see this.
No, I don't. I'm sick of this CG animation style. I haven't watched any new movies in this style for a long time because I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say the last good one I saw was Moana.
And even then, it would have been better if it was a different style.
Maybe so. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not interested in this. It'll probably be a big hit, though. I mean, a lot of kids like that Pokemons.
I liked Detective Pikachu. That was good.
I like that, too.
But yeah, I'd rather see another Detective Pikachu-type movie than this one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that does it for the new trailers.
Not a lot this week.
Not a lot. But that does bring us to our next segment, the Ultimate Versus.
Ultimate Versus.
This week, the two that my brother submitted, the first one is Batman versus Riddick from the Chronicles of Riddick and the Riddick movies.
Of all of these, this is the one that I had the most trouble with because Riddick is a total Mary Sue in the Riddick movies. And Batman never loses because he's Batman. So how do you choose between two people who never lose?
Batman has better tools than Riddick, and so he can have his mask do the night vision just like Riddick does, and so he's already got that advantage.
So they're on even ground.
Yeah, and then he's also probably just as strong as Riddick with just as much resolve. And so because he has the better tools and a suit, I'm going to give the victory to Batman.
I mean, I agree because Batman's better in every way, but it depends if Vin Diesel wrote it because Vin Diesel is just ridiculous with Riddick and he's just the most Mary Sue character.
Yeah, I think he even has like a thing where like he and The Rock say that they can't be beaten up too bad or something like that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh, snap. I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. So if Vin Diesel wrote it, then Riddick is the winner.
Yeah, he just, if Vin Diesel writes it, basically, no one goes to see it either.
All right, so the next one Jackson submitted was Wolverine versus Predator.
I feel like this concept originated because they both have the wrist claws.
Yeah. I'm going to say if there's quite the height difference here.
Yeah, yeah. Predator, 8 feet tall. Wolverine, comic version, probably about 5-something.
Yeah, probably 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
But Predator doesn't have that healing factor.
Nope. Or the adamantium.
So if it's a fight, let's just say it's a fight between all they have is the claws. Predator, well, Wolverine gets nicked or even gouged. He'll bounce right back. But if Predator gets nicked or gouged, he ain't coming back as fast.
You get that Dayglow green blood flying everywhere.
And I think Predator is probably stronger than Wolverine just strength-wise, but you're not stronger than adamantium, bud.
Right, and also, if he goes invisible, Wolverine could still smell him.
Oh, snap, yeah. Wolverine's the winner.
Yep. And Predator, like I said last time we had a Predator, Predator's not like one unique thing. There's a bunch of them, so they have varying skill levels, but I think Wolverine wins against any of them.
Berserker Barrage!
Exactly.
All right, so then I came up with two this week. I say, what if we had a Xenomorph versus a Rancor?
Is this just one?
One Xenomorph? One Xenomorph versus one Rancor.
See, the Xenomorph has speed on its side. I think it could do a lot of damage. If it gets hurt, it's going to bleed acid on the Rancor. I think at the end of the day, the Rancor does kill the Xenomorph, maybe through some kind of smashing, because it just has to get its hands on it once, and then I think it's done. But he's going to lose some serious blood and maybe a couple of fingers.
I think you're right. I think he's going to get hurt for sure. I think about the raptors jumping on top of the T-Rex in the end of Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, the big guy flings him.
Yeah, and if the Rancor bites the Xenomorph, then maybe we have a draw. We have a stepbrothers type situation where they each kill each other.
I was thinking too, like if the Rancor grabs the Xenomorph, the Xenomorph can use its tail to like stab the hand of the Rancor to maybe try to get it to let go, or it can stab the face if it brings it up to its head. So mm-hmm. It's gonna have a really tough time. It's gonna really get hurt, and so yeah, I think you're right. It could be a draw by the end of it.
I think at the end of the day, neither one of these creatures is going home.
I think you're right. All right, so then I submitted Godzilla versus Gypsy Danger.
I guess I don't see that Gypsy Danger would even last 10 minutes against Godzilla, unless it's the 1998 Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
You think the new Godzilla's pretty strong, pretty OP against something like Gypsy Danger?
Yeah, Gypsy Danger got beat up pretty bad in Pacific Rim. I never saw the second one, so I'm only going off of the Charlie Hunnam Gypsy Danger.
I only consider the first one to exist.
Okay, well then I'm glad I haven't watched the second one then. But I feel like Gypsy Danger got pretty beat up in that movie from just those little scrub creatures, and Godzilla is like gigantic and has atomic breath. I feel like Gypsy Danger gets obliterated.
I think so too. I think Gypsy Danger does have the guns and stuff, but Godzilla, I think, probably just shrugs that junk off.
Yeah, Godzilla beat Mechagodzilla, who's basically like a Gypsy Danger that's as big as Godzilla.
Yeah. All right. So Godzilla's the winner there.
Yep.
Send us in your ultimate versus ideas if you got any. Maybe you've been battling out some dudes in your head or some characters in your head. Let us know.
Yeah. Who would win, Ben versus Nick?
What's the competition? Curling?
Just fighting. No, we're fighting.
Fight.
I think you would probably win.
I kickbox. When me and Steve kickbox like twice a week usually. So
I only fight Irish style, which is street fighting and full of rage. So and I don't want to kill you. So I'd probably let my guard down and you'd win.
Streets of Rage style, Nick. Streets of Rage, Nick.
Yep, that's my style.
Nick, what's the next segment, sir?
Well, we're going to go into trailer mailers here, and we're going to talk about our answers to last week's The Questions Times.
We had some good ones.
Yeah, we had some again that made me jealous. So I'm gonna do it one question at a time. Our first question last week was, what movie would you like to see made into a big budget TV show? And Haley Kay on Instagram said, maybe not so high budget, but X-Men. We follow the shenanigans happening back at the school for gifted youngsters. Maybe in the tone of Saved by the Bell, or if Kenny Ortega is up for a new spin on High School Musical.
Haley, I don't know that I'm on board for this.
For the series or for the musical X-Men?
Musical X-Men or Saved by the Bell. I hate Saved by the Bell, so I don't know that I can be on board with that.
I'm fully on board for the musical, but Screech from Saved by the Bell lives in the town that I live in, and he stabbed a guy in a bar here once, so... You can Google it, and then you'll find out where I live.
It's
but yeah,
the
he
truth.
Stabbed a guy.
Google
yeah, he
it.
Stabbed a guy in a bar. And he once asked my friend who worked at Piggly Wiggly if they had any Jell-O that was more instant than instant Jell-O. His answer was, we have the little cups.
Hey, this is Ben from the future, jumping in here real quick to say that on the original recording, my microphone messed up for whatever reason. And so the rest of the show, I sound muffled. Pretty fun.
Not a good look, Screech.
Yep. And then our second answer, my friend Holly's cat apparently had some opinions, because my friend Holly's cat answered some of these questions. And his answer was the Aristocats. Do you remember that Disney cartoon, Ben?
Yes.
And that one, I used to watch that one a lot because I only liked the animal ones when I was a kid. I didn't like the ones with, like, the people. So I never liked Beauty and the Beast, and I didn't like Little Mermaid. I only liked, like, 101 Dalmatians and Aristocats. So I'm on board for this. And Holly herself, her human self, she said Man with One Red Shoe, which is a Tom Hanks movie.
I've actually never even heard of it.
I hadn't either, and she's probably going to DM me later and be raged about it. But yeah, I haven't seen Man with One Red Shoe, but if Tom Hanks reprises the character, I'm in.
Melody agreed with me.
Oh yeah, she was all about that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, it lends itself perfectly to this, so.
I would watch that, and the movie, while enjoyable and fun, was not enough. I feel like we'll get this at some point. It'll never get Alan Moore's blessing because he doesn't do that, but someone will make a good League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Hopefully so. Jay, friend of the show, said The Naked Gun.
Yep, and he told me he knows the movie's based on the series Police Squad, but he wants to flip it back around because non-laugh track comedies are great if well-written and executed. And I agree with that sentiment fully.
I'm actually going to take it a step further. I don't like any laugh track show at all.
I bet there's some that I... Well, laugh track or live studio audience, do you count them both as the same thing?
No. Live studio audience is completely different.
Okay. Because I was going to say Cheers is my favorite sitcom of all time, and that was a live studio audience. But, yeah, laugh track is pretty much unbearable.
I can't stand the concept. I can't stand the reality. I hate it. I hate it as much as I hate... animal movies about talking animals, real life animals.
I agree. Yeah, non-laugh track comedies, look what we have. We have Scrubs, we've got Parks and Recreation, we have The Office, we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine. These are like the shows that I consider to be the best comedies, and the only one that I like that even has laughing is Cheers, and that's because it's a studio audience, so that's different. And it was the 80s, that's all they had back then.
Yeah, what's Banana Stand? Banana Stand Show?
Oh, yeah, Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, yeah.
That one was brilliant. That one, I didn't like the new seasons as much, but the original run of Arrested Development is brilliant.
Charlie said the Mad Max universe, yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, Charlie, I'm on board for this. Brilliant.
Yes, we it is brilliant. We definitely want that, too. I don't have to have Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Mad Max... He seemed to be the least important part of Fury Road, and I thought it was a brilliant movie. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time. Like, who doesn't like Fury Road? Everyone likes Fury Road, right? That's a movie that we all agree. We all agree on Fury Road.
We all agree. It's great. I don't know anybody that doesn't like it.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to.
Bridget wrote in. She said, Harry Potter, but more random background characters like a Hufflepuff. Stay tough, who makes friends with someone from each house, and they all have their own wackadoo adventures, and you only hear about Harry, you never see him.
I like this idea because I am a Hufflepuff.
I also like this idea as I am also a Hufflepuff. So, yes, Bridget.
Bridget is a Gryffindor, she informed me on Instagram, so...
Oh.
She's throwing us a bone here.
That's like, that, like a good Gryffindor should.
Mm-hmm. And Jess, from the other room, said the 90s mummy movies, but starring Oscar Isaac.
I'll watch anything with Oscar Isaac.
Well, I think she thought he was dressed like Rick O'Connell, Brendan Fraser's character in The Mummy in Rise of Skywalker. And
oh, yeah.
He was. So yeah. If they were going to do another sort of like a pulp movie like The Mummy, because the 90s Mummy movie with Brendan Fraser is a great 40s pulp thing. I would watch this series.
I'd watch it.
And then our second question last week was, what movie or TV vehicle would you like to have? And then my friend Holly's cat listed a plot vehicle instead of a physical vehicle and said The Bachelor, where all the ladies pet him constantly, which is the wrong way to answer the question, which leads me to the funnier part where Holly answered it correctly, and she put any of James Bond's cars.
Yes, I would. I love Aston Martin, so yes.
Yeah, I'll take any of them, and especially the one in the trailer for... I almost said Spectre. The new one. What's the new one called?
No Time to Die.
Yeah, No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. Yeah,
where he spins around.
Oh, that trailer's so good. That's still the best trailer of the year.
Yep, I love it. I'm looking forward to that. Maybe we'll get some new Bond trailers soon, because there's only been one so far.
Nick, the When We Gonna Get segment's already over.
I'm sorry. I'll keep it on the back burner.
All right, so then Jay, friend of the show, said for the large vehicle, he wants the helicarrier from the MCU.
And the small, he wants the Wonkavator, because it goes up, down, sideways, slantways, and longways, and backways, and frontways, and squareways.
I don't know what squareways is, but it's very versatile.
I think Jay might actually be Willy Wonka, because he has that Willy Wonka cosplay that he made for Dragon Con, and there's a lot of gobstoppers in their house.
We have a secret Willy Wonka friend.
Plus, you know, he's got that factory where all those children disappeared.
Jay, we're on to you.
Yep, we know what's up.
Soon the FBI will also be on to you.
Charlie said the Millennium Falcon and the Rocketeer jetpack.
Runs on alcohol.
Yep. Put the gum in the hole. Patch it up.
If you ever got that, Charlie, I could call you a chowderhead.
I would be Timothy Dalton in my Zeppelin, and I'd be like, bring me the rocket pack.
I want mine, Rocket Eddie, and I want it now.
Oh, that movie's so good. Everyone, if you have Disney Plus, if you haven't seen The Rocketeer, it is on there. It's one of the best 40s pulp movies. Every single part of that movie's good. It's got Jennifer Connelly. Timothy Dalton says things, and you know he's the best.
The score is good, the script is good, the story's good, Joe Johnston is the director, he's good.
If you're going to make a pulp movie, it has to be Joe Johnston.
Yes, absolutely. Matter of fact, Rocketeer's my top five.
Yeah, it should be. It belongs up there. It's a brilliant movie.
Bridget wrote in, and she said for the big vehicle, the Batwing.
Yes, Batman's flying machine.
And then she went old school. She said for the small vehicle, she wants Indiana Jones' motorcycle in The Last Crusade, the one with the sidecar.
I'm going to assume that she also wants Sean Connery to ride around with her. So she comes into battle in the Batwing, drops the motorcycle from the bottom. She's got Sean Connery there.
Or does she want like an English bulldog with a helmet on and glasses?
Well, that's what I want now. That's a brilliant idea.
And he would just, you know, enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I love me a bulldog.
What did Jess from the next room say?
Jess from the next room said the Millennium Falcon. She said it's so cool that we got to see more of its interior in Solo, and the Lars Landspeeder from A New Hope. The janky Landspeeder that she said is just a cruising vehicle.
Listen, if you roll up into the Sonic parking lot in that speeder, you're gonna catch some eyes.
It's great, and plus I feel like I wouldn't fly it into a tree at 150 million miles an hour like the scout troopers on the speeder bikes. Land speeder, I can just cruise along, have a good time, hang out with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You could also go to Tosche Station.
Pick up some power converters? Yeah, I need some of those. Mostly to see what they are.
How big are they?
What do they do, and why is it fun to go get them?
Do you think there's, like, ladies at the place where he trades that stuff, and maybe he wants to see the ladies?
I feel like he goes there with his buddy, Biggs Darklighter, and Biggs Darklighter picks up the ladies, and Luke is kind of, like, in the back, like, yeah, good job, because he's a nerd.
Was Wedge Antilles from Mos Eisley as well, or
no, he's from Alderaan.
Oh, he's from Alderaan. Okay. Too soon.
Yep.
All right, so the other question we had, Trailer Mailers, was if you had something bolted to your hands, like in that Guns Akimbo movie that's coming out, what would you choose?
Haley Kay said she would have some Papermate flare pens in different colors, because as a teacher, she always needs them, and she's constantly losing them.
She's going with that versatile answer.
Yeah, because you have the pen, but they're different colors. Is that the ones where you slide them down, and then you would try and do them all at once?
I think it might be. I remember those.
Yeah, I might be too old. That might be an old man pen. Like, when I was a kid, we had those pens where it had, like, you'd slide down the little thing, and it would put the different tip out, and then everyone would try to do it at once, and it would break.
Yeah, but you could get all the different colors, you know?
Yep. My Chunky Tiger says tools are for commoners. A little judgmental there.
A little spicy.
A little spicy. But Holly said maybe a bottle opener, because she'd be invited to all the parties, and I thought that was a pretty on-brand answer.
Holly's a little social creature, so, yeah.
Yep. Jay, friend of the show, said he's always wanted nunchuck skills, but has always been too lazy to practice. And if they were permanently attached, he'd be forced to learn.
Jay, it sounds like you need a life coach.
Sounds like he needs to hang out with Napoleon Dynamite.
We have another versatile answer. Charlie said flashlights.
Yeah, Charlie's living in the year 2020, and the rest of us are back here in 2019 still.
Only problem is, Charlie, good luck changing the batteries. So I think you're probably going to need one of those shaking flashlights where you shake it to charge it.
We could turn a shake weight into a flashlight, and you can have that.
There you go.
Because then it's funny, too. Bridget said she'd have spatulas bolted to her hands. They'd be useful because she'd become a pancake wizard.
But would she be as powerful as a Alec Baldwin pancake wizard?
No one's as powerful as Alec Baldwin.
Jess from the next room, what did she say?
She said chainsaws. If she needs to have things bolted to her hands, she's going full Evil Dead.
We've got this pandemic coming. We might need that.
Yeah. She was quick to specify that she would use the little branch trimmer ones, so they weren't like the giant 30-pound chainsaws. So she's just going to have the little ones. And she also had thrown out turkey cutter, like a turkey knife, which I thought was good because you have the quick connect blades in that scenario.
Still, it'd be tough to switch them out.
Well, those are all the answers we got for last week's questions times. We sure do appreciate you sending in your answers, which you can do by emailing us at trailerblazerspod@gmail.com. I will be aware next time that some of them may go into the promotions tab. Sorry about that, Jay. You can follow us on Instagram at trailerblazerspodcast. That's where I do the brunt of social media and interacting with everyone, and I post the questions times in there. You can follow us on Twitter for updates when we release a new episode at @trailer_blazers. I haven't said this in a while, so I'll say it now. I'm sorry they're all different. I could not get all of them to be the same. If you have time, if you want to go on Apple Podcasts and maybe rate and review us, drop us a little 5-star rating. Even if you think we're 4 stars, maybe give us that 5th star and we'll try and do better for you.
And evidently, by a 5-star review, you can click here to win a free Apple iPod. And it's as easy as that. All you got to do is click here. It's a flashing clicking button. It's just flashing at you. And it's telling you, if you click here, you're going to win it. And you can't figure out how to stop this thing talking to you about you should click here to win that free thing. It's somewhere on the page that you're on. One of your tabs, you got too many tabs open, and you can't figure it out. And so you end up just closing the entire browser, and then you lose your place. You got to re-log into everything. It's a mess. So what you do instead is just leave us a 5-star review and be done with it.
Yeah, the last time I won an iPod, I ended up owing a Nigerian prince $10,000.
And that's the way it was. First of all, my name is Benman. I'm a chainsaw-wielding, hand-bolted person from the next room. Happy trousers.
Happy trails, everybody. My name is Nick Kelly, and I am Beta Ray Bill.
Welcome back to the one quarter portion of the show, the vid yo games.
Yo games.
Quarter portion of the show. Folks, welcome. I don't know that any video game trailers came out.
No, there's one that I saw that Jay had sent us that I didn't put on. It's a League of Legends trailer. So if you're into League of Legends, there's a cinematic trailer out there. I'll throw it in the thing for next week, and we'll watch it and talk about it. But it's pretty quiet on the video game front this week. So instead of talking about trailers, Ben, what you been playing?
I'm still playing Battletech, playing that. And I also started playing Rise of the Tomb Raider on Stadia. I'd only played the first one, so this is the second one.
The Tomb Raider games are my favorite games.
It's real good. I'm not very far in it, but there's a lot of ice climbing.
So some people hate climbing in video games. I like it because if I'm climbing in a video game, usually nothing's attacking me, and I'm not very good at video games, so I tend to enjoy the stupider parts of games where nothing is hurting me.
Would you rather climb in a video game or dig in a video game?
Climb.
There's a game called SteamWorld Dig, and digging is the main mechanic. I like that game.
I'm unfamiliar with this game.
It's a video game.
Well, I'll look into it. It'll be a thing I look up and I never remember to play. But yeah, I don't know. I liked digging in the Lemmings games.
I haven't played a Lemmings game in a minute.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, also Worms. Have you ever played any of the Worms games?
I love the Worms games.
Me too. So when you dig in the 2D Worms games, because there's a couple 3D ones too. When I talk about Worms, I'm talking about the 2D ones. So you dig down, and you get the little blowtorch guys, so you try and get safe. And I used to play with one of my friends, and he was impeccable at getting grenades down my little wormholes.
I was just about to say, you gotta watch out for those dudes that are real good with grenades.
Yep. Every single time I tried to do that. And then it would roll down and hit my worm, and then there'd be a little tombstone there.
Did you ever name your words like, you know, poop and pee and diarrhea and stuff?
Well, we made like probably 100 custom teams of all different things. I've probably played Worms for over 1,000 hours in my life.
There's a game like Worms that's an artillery game called Battle Tanks. Did you ever play Battle Tanks?
I don't think so, but my friend Dale plays a tank game, but that might be World of Tanks.
It might be. This is like a 2D game, very much like Worms, but it's a little bit more simplistic. It's called Battle Tanks. I don't know. Somehow I got it for free on PC. I don't know. But we used to play that.
Well, that's pretty good. I like that style of game, so I wish I could. I want to play Worms now. I should see if I can play a Worms game.
I think I probably still have it for free on something, maybe like on PlayStation or something.
I might have it on my Xbox. There might have been a... Because I think I have a Worms game on my Xbox.
I don't think there's no cross-play, so we can't play each other.
Yeah. Well, everybody, Worms is great. This is our Worms podcast. This is a Worms fan cast. It's called Team 17 Bros. That was the company that made them. That's how much I played it. I know that.
Also, the name of the podcast is The Wiggly Dudes.
The Wiggly Dudes. we're coming at you with all the hot strats for Worms World Party, the one from 2004. Worms Armageddon.
Armageddon.
God, why didn't I... Okay, cancel what I just said. Delete that. Cut it out. This is the Worms Armageddon podcast. Worms are Megadon. That's the best. That is the nexus of what this podcast represents.
Basically, the video games quarter portion of the show is where we rename our podcast and change our focus.
It's true. I've not been playing a lot. I don't think I logged any time this week. Maybe I didn't. No, I played a little on Monday. I'm playing Breath of the Wild, but I'm playing it in the Nick fashion where I will play a half an hour every couple days until I'm used to it, and then I'll play it for huge chunks at a time, which is what I've done with every video game ever in my entire life. So, like, Jedi Fallen Order is the game I played previous. I'd play it for 10, 20 minutes, wait a couple days, 20 minutes, half an hour, wait a couple days, and then I played it for 2 full days.
That is a very strange cadence.
It's just how I do. It's how I've always played games.
That's how he does it, folks, and you can't tell him otherwise.
I just like to dip my toe in the water.
Yeah, get used to it. Ease yourself in, like the movie Cocoon.
That was Wilford Brimley and Ron Howard.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Liberty can help you live a better life.
And if you get abducted by aliens, it's because of Ron Howard.
Or that new movie, A Horse Lady.
Oh, yeah. Horse Girl.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I think not a lot of video game stuff this week.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, you got anything else?
No, just want everybody to tune in next week for the Wiggly Dudes.
Yep, the Wiggly Dudes, a Team 17 production. I did try and find a curling game. There's a couple games that have curling in it, but there's a bunch of mobile apps. So if I can find one that doesn't have ads that make the gameplay bad, maybe I'll find a curling mobile app, and then we can both play that and review it.
Yeah, only if it's got multiplayer. Got to have that multiplayer.
Yep. So we're the Curling Worms. this has been our podcast.
Yep. I'm Ben Moon. I'm a Wiggly Dude, and I'm out. Happy trousers.
I'm Nick Kelly, and I am a curl worm, and I'm out. Happy trousers. Megadon.